Okay, one of my stuff in Kafayin Av. So Kafayin Av discusses Menegei Bizei Eichelin, Baal Tashchis. So just the basic klalim when it comes to, there's like two dinim. There's this or Baal Tashchis, you know, go ahead and destroy food, waste food, waste money, waste anything. That's one klal. And there's also another klal of Bizei Eichelin in the Siman. Menegei Eichelin, that's the food. Like Zalacha brought down, brings down, they not like give Michael Odom, you don't give it to Behema. You're not wasting it, right? You're giving it your animal, to an animal, actually, not so close, your animal. According over there, Rashi says, once forever, there's because it looks like, it's like a busy of the Eichel, it looks like a Mevayit, and Tavayit, Kadosh Baruch Hu, Kadosh Baruch Hu is something which is Roy for people, and you're not using it like in the proper Eifen. So that goes into the kalav of Bizeich. Rashi is not so far with the toichos amoni sol. That's something which is, it's like a little bit of waste. Something which is roi for Adam, and you give it a behema. So it's like it's somewhat of a waste. So when you get about Tashris, the couple of different columns just now, and they say this about Tashris that Chisitzah Gimel Mem Hei has interesting, which closed door, has interesting tshuva. There was a yid who he's a travel a lot, and he used to be maker with Pasaki because he's very far out, he couldn't get the food. Now the shadow was when he comes back, he used to buy stuff, and he used to come back to I guess metropolitan area. Here, where there's more heimish of food. So now he wants to know, all the food she has left over is about Tashkas if he doesn't go ahead and use it. So over there he says two svaras, is what he says, like svaras about Tashkas. He says, number one, he says that if you're doing something mitzad chumra, mitzad precious, so even though bad, then I'm bad, even though maybe a den, maybe it's mutter, and it's only chumra of anything which you're doing with chumra and precious, that would not be considered about Tashkas. For example, let's say you want to throw out chametz before Pesach. So, picker, then you're allowed to sell it. People want to be machmer like the goyin, not to sell it. So, why isn't it a problem you're burning your delicious food? There it is, when you're doing something patur, precious or something like that. So, then that would not be considered a batash. Because a batash is wasting, right? It's not a waste, right? This is not a waste when you're doing it for a reason. The second reason, right, so is very serious, like that there's no batashchis when there's no maisa. Batasa don't do a maisa shchosa. If you do b'shev batasa, there's no iser. Let's say you have food, you have leftovers. So you're not interested in eating it. So if you throw it out, so then maybe that could be batasa. It's right, food is right. If you just wait around and let it rot, so being that you're not doing any maisa to it, just b'shev batasa, then there is no batasa.
So what shave Valtasa if he throws it in the garbage?
No, if he's let the food rot, you don't need it. I don't need it. And it goes bad. Once it goes bad, it's not really chida. I'm saying.
And practically speaking, I mean, he's not going to leave it on his table. He could bring it. He could like designate a place for it. I'm asking you how much could he do and it's still together shave Valtasa?
What do you mean? As long as I don't throw it in the garbage, when it's really chida. You just leave it out, and it's not now. It's not right, and therefore. Therefore the mice would not be considered a problem. Yeah, now, but they get caterers, so like after Simcha, like there's like tons of food on the tables, and even by in shul, there's tons of food on the tables, and they just sit there, like basically, they wrap it up and they throw it out. Like they don't sit there, like, taking out all the food, which is right, l'achila, shalas. Why not? So there is a chayadam which says that if the tircha to save it, the hefsed hazman is worth more than the shavis aleichel, like how much is it worth already? It's not worth so much. So if the tircha of the zman is worth more than the shavis aleichel, so therefore, that's a heter, not to sit there going around and collecting all the food. I do say the chile should do a bit of covet, but I'll come on, then that being the tircha is more, then it's going to be a show. When you get your own leftovers, I don't have a great solution for you. If you're the type which always throws out your leftovers. Right, the leftover on the plate, so that's not like a mechila, no one would eat it. So then in Hanami, that's something which is really, it's not, no one's going to eat it anymore. It's not really a mechila, that's a problem. If you just have like leftover food from Shabbos and, I don't know, don't have any great eats. Just,
thank you, the Rav.
Yeah, there is a Primogodim lesson. A Gezais is not a problem. But yeah, but otherwise, you know, there's no great aces. I know some basic Chol about Tashas. Now, in terms of... It says, I do Kotzach or Pass. I do whatever you want, as long as not Maisley. So there's a klal that you let to do with food, you let to do Tzrachav. So it sure has to be two things. And one has to be a Tzrach Adam, a Halef. You know, it's not about Tashas Tzrach Adam. Two has to be Derech Adam Lasaisley. It has to be a normal thing for one to do it. If you don't have those two tonight, I'm sure he's not so happy about doing it. So, for example, in terms of arts and crafts. So, sometimes they take, like, food, sometimes arts and crafts. So, I would say that's a normal thing to do. Darkless, I'd say. Sometimes it's not that, right? That's, you know, that's dark to do. And it's a normal thing, then, you know, that would be okay. If you do something which is weird and not dark to do it, and a chanami, that's something which would not be mutter. You know, throw a pass as bizoyin oichlin, and you know, throw any food which is going to be moyes. Well, now, what goes into pass? Chur and sif dalit or hey says that if you're throwing the can't throw the gluskois like loyla, right? That's can't throw like the cakes. So we see that when we say that, which can't throw pass as bizoyin, it's not just bread itself, it's within also other types of mazainis. So the shaila is what's going to be with the pekalach. They make, which they throw, you know, which they throw.
But they don't put, I mean the mezainis, they put cakes in it?
So sometimes they put in,
Wafers.
So kipshuto, it should be around. So you're throwing the wafers, you know, the pasha dava should be around. So a chuva from the Shevet HaKohosi, Beis Kaf Aleph, he wants to say, interesting svaras, don't know, whatever. One svar wants to say that if, maybe since rave of the bag is not mezainis, so it's not mesiachis to that. It's like that, and the other name. Maybe it's less than a gezayis, because we said before Pimgam, so you map is less than a gezayis. So maybe you could throw it. You know, that's also very namuchach. Yeah, but no.
The rub sounded like offer of pegalach?
Yeah. Same, but you know, definitely kibshuta, you know, the baseline is that her should be a issue.
I think Tisha brought down from
the Yashiv
that
way
for
his session. Yeah, for a baseline, it should be a issue. So sometimes, let's say you don't have a spoon, so you want to eat like yogurt, so you just like take bread and use it as a spoon. You ever do that? Okay. So Mechayev brings down the lady Daisa with a pass smoking kakri spoon, as long as you have to pass it afterwards. So with Daka, then don't do that. And each time they eat from the dice, they eat a little bit of pass. As that's, it's a little bit of a bizu of the pass, using a spoon. That they do it near a kilo of a pass. So the Medak didn't do that, Iker didn't use a spoon, but the Medak would not do that, and they would use it. And each time they would eat a little bit. Right, but this thing that throwing the pass isn't like us gonna give a challah, right? Sometimes, like, you know, by the street, like, you just like throw the bread across the, you know, might say that'll be a problem. Fine, so it's like Kavang base. Kavang base discusses if somebody ate or drank and he realized, oopsie, didn't make a bracha. So, what does one do? So, Mechavis HaSav, yeah, if you're taking a drink, put a drink into your mouth, you make a bracha. So, we have an issue over here. If you spit it out, you can't really spit it out. It's going to, like, it's going to ruin it. It's going to be, you know, you spit out a drink, it's disgusting. So, therefore, Mechavis says that you can swallow it, you don't have to make a bracha. Ramah says that unless you have to make a bracha. Why? I normally, if I forgot to make a bracha, I'll make a bracha. But here, since I remembered before I swallowed, so it was like, chalam your bracha. So, he's in the sense of swear that Mela, I have to go ahead and success of a siyasan if I go ahead and make a bracha. How are you paskin? They care very paskin paskin like the rishena. They don't make a bracha rishena on it. You only make, if you have a shina, make a bracha rishena, but you will not make a bracha rishena once you put it into your mouth. Now, in the Das Mechav, the Mechav says, if you have it in your mouth, you can swallow it. So very important, Mishra writes, dafka, if you want to have any more mashkin, and you're very, very thirsty, but if not, you should spit it out. You shouldn't have an ugly bracha. And this halacha is only we have nothing else to drink, and if you're very thirsty, then we say you can swallow it. But if not, you just spit it out, Hi, this is getting ruined. Who cares? Not the biggest deal in the world. It won't be about hashkas, like we said before. It's not, you're doing it for the sake of the bracha. Is there any way you're not going to make a bracha? It's in your mouth. So you're spitting out and not drinking, and you're thirsty, so then you do it. But if you spit it out, make a bracha, something else, whether that is the correct thing for one to do. Now, the shayla is, what b'chalal is the heter? Why am I allowed to go out and swallow it? L'cher is a cloud that, you know, remember he's saying there's Isra Lenin's B'lei Bracha, you're not having a B'lei Bracha. So, what's the Yisra Dover that'd be mutter for one to go ahead and swallow? So, we mentioned in the past, from Rosh Zaman, which says that which we say, the Isra Lenin's B'lei Bracha, the Yisra Dover is not really so much of an Isra. The Yisra Dover is, it's a mitzvah to make a Bracha. Chazal came along and was mechazik the mitzvah making the Issa. That's how that works. Not sure this is bad, some beside Issa. They said that's why Einan. Einan who can make a bracha is allowed to eat. The shayla is by Yisurim. There's no such hatter. There's no hatter for Einan to Yisurim. Einan is only part of mitzvahs. It's like Shemazam with the whole Issa is mechazik the mitzvah. So if there's no mitzvah, there's no Issa. Therefore, this is something Yisurim. Being that there's only mashk and a half. So now either I'm going to spit it out and not drink and not get a bracha. Or I can swallow it. So being I'm in a matzah where I can't make a bracha, I'm not going to get a bracha. So therefore, b'chei gam, the chazal never made an iser. That's how he wants to explain. That's how he wants to explain the halacha. Fine. So the right thing is best to spit it out. You're not mechuyev to spit it out. He says there's even nothing to spit it out. You're not mamash mechuyev to spit it out because not spit out after make a bracha. On something else, but the right thing is to go ahead and spit it out. If you have food which has been in your mouth, so it depends what the situation is. If it's a food which is not gonna be nimas, so you should spit it out. If it's gonna be nimas, so then you spasalik and sadakhan and you can make a bracha. Why food? You could talk, why have something by drink, you can make a bracha when it's in your mouth, it's gonna go flying. Food you could do that. So if it's something to get disgusting, so Saint David Svar, and I'm going to do it. If it's not get disgusting, put it on one side and go ahead and make a bracha. Now it's interesting. Over here, the Pesachim don't speak out. That's what we said before. That only if you have nothing else and you're very thirsty. Why don't they say that? But mask can be said the only time you have that, there's nothing else. You're very thirsty, then you do it always. Otherwise spit out. Here they don't say it.
Huh?
Right. So over here they bring the Rav Sheinberg said. I mean, this from Rav Sheinberg the Yishlach Halik. Over here the whole din is what's the maila spinning out? I see maila pita l'sachal. You should have something in your mouth when you make a bracha. So with that maila, we're not mechayiv you. I was saying before where you talking about we're missing the bracha. That's from mechayiv. We're not missing the bracha. They were mechayiv such a thing. Now this halach is important halach. You're not supposed to have something in your mouth when you make a bracha. For example, let's say you're eating cake and now you want to drink a coffee. So if you make the bracha while you still have some cake in your mouth, that's the issue. You know, it's supposed to be your mouth, people to the sacha, not supposed to be anything in your mouth when one makes a bracha. Now, we said that if the food gets ruined, then you don't spit it out. The food does not get ruined, you have to spit it out. Let's say the food won't get ruined, but you're in public and it might disgust people. Like, so, right, the guy next to you is spitting out his, or he had kiddush, right? The guy next to you is nice, saying, I'm gonna spit to that. Like, so, like, hello? So, over there, my sister was on set, you know, that would nap, that would also speak to the after, and just be a masalik to the side, anyone could go ahead and do it. Fine. Kofayin Gimel. So, Kofayin Gimel discusses the lacha of washing your hands between fish and meat. So, Chayim brings down between fish and meat, or meat and fish. So chayv, wash your hands because it's chamir chesakanta misura, and then you have to go ahead and wash your hands in between. Shrub example, that's not really the minig, but the minig is we just eat, we do kinoch v'adacha, we eat and drink in between, but the minig is that we don't wash our hands anymore. Now, the Mishmur brings down the interesting Magen Avraham, which says that...
What was the original Maim Tzayim Rishos? Like, stand between Tavshos?
Yeah, stand between Tavshos. The Mishra brings down that... Morgan brings down that, you know, he looked around, he noticed that with the fish and meat, people aren't dropping dead. The Mersa is a Sakana. So, what's the chat? So, he says, Efshir is menu in Sakana Kokach, come to understand what Tavim. He says that maybe it's not Sakana, Efshir, because we say Kamadamishana Tavim, and it seemed to be by Fishamid, maybe that may be the same thing. I'm sure it brings down. It's interesting, Belisham Chalik. Just like it just brings it down. Now, seems to be the Minhag Olam is not like that. You know, we're pretty machmer. I guess more beside Ashkafa, I guess. I don't know. Saying the Gemara says it, so we don't be that kind of like just, you know, checking out Gemaras. We're fat. You know, what we see and what happens, we don't always. There are many things like in science which, like, wasn't dangerous, and they realized it was dangerous, and it was good, it wasn't good, right? Smoking used to be good for you, right? And it turned not good for you. I'm assuming it stayed not good for you, but, you know, I don't know for sure. You know, everything basically is Ashara. So it is a stickle time, and we don't see people who are driving down on the spot, right? And we don't see the life expectancy of the Chilin and we fish to be together shorter. So, you know, definitely is Ara, but seems to be Rabbi Sinu are not so much, you know, our machmer in India. Now, there's a Shevi Levi says like this. Let's say you have Erev Shabbos. Things we're going to do very Makil, and you have a Suffolk Shishim. You're not sure if it's about the Shishim. So you're not sure if it's about the Shishim, so he's some staff that we're going to vomit. It's going to be Nishtana Tav. I think he writes a little bit there, Lashon. V'chush Meir, Ken Nishtana Tav, Rabbi Shevi Levi writes. Like, just look. V'chush Meir, if I remember correctly, he writes that Lashon. Like, that's what it seems like, right? You know? So, but if you have a Suffolk Shishim, like, let's see if, you know, then he's going to be Mekel. Her Berkowitz is once Mekel, it's a mice like this. That somebody gave his neighbor a salad. And, you know, they come over for Shabbos, giving them a salad. And, so they had another, whatever, because they put the, they had a salad, they put, like, put the salad together. And ended up, one of them, like, gave a fish salad, and they put together, like, a chicken salad. Like, that was a Shabbos food. So Shiloh was, it was like, and then they chapped. Or whatever, one of them would be embarrassed. I forgot who, what the story was. Like, one of them chapped, and they were coming over, so, like, they're not gonna serve the food, like, what to do, you know, something like that. But once somebody gave matzo balls, and ended up being fish balls. They put in the chicken soup. That's what's a maysa. So I don't know if he just, whatever, it's here if like I'm being embarrassed, what's wrong with the problem? You know, he's willing to be Mikkel. Fine, Minigaya, so we gave fish and meat, but some, you know, the Minigaya says, we machmer. Minigaya have a fish pan. Most are not machmer on that. You know, it's Kapikalim, there's a Marshal, which is a, you know, we don't have, they don't have to be machmer. Only on any have to be machmer. Once you don't believe it's ready, you don't have to machmer. The Beseis over here brings down there with, Gavina and Dogim, having cheese and fish. Things on a nusach that maybe it's a sakana, maybe it's a Tay Seifer, which the Pesachim has a Rechaz Ben and Simpezain. Basically, the Svardim, there are a lot of Svardim which are machmer on lax and cream cheese, right? Machmer to have it, Achtam Ben Ashkenazim are not machmer in, and we know that's not going to be a problem. Okay, we'll skip to Kuf Ayin. Now we did go do Kavayin, hey, and then next week we're going to do Kavayin and try to catch up in other ways. But Kavayin is one of my biggest Ateva Meitev. So the reason I made Birkas Ateva the Sibis Adava is because being that you're having a lot of wine and Simcha and Tainug, so therefore we want to like sober you up and remember like, well, why was Birkas Ateva Meitev? It's for Ruge Beiter. It's pretty big disaster. And through that you remember Yamamisa and you won't go after the Yain Harvey. Because that's the Tachas Adama, right? And everyone wants to make this, you know, people like want to make this Birkas Ateva Meitev. So trying to remind you that, you know, it's been a rough galus, and don't get too carried away with your alcohol, right? Okay, try that on. So now, but in order to make a birchas hametiv, there are a lot of tanoim, therefore not so shkiach that you can have all the tanoim in order to make a bracha. And, you know, that's why that's not so common to make a bracha. Tanoim number one is you have to have two people drinking. B'shutfis, what's called b'shutfis, so Shabru is willing to be makel that if it's like on the table and you're drinking together, then they have to have a shudfis. How much you have to drink? So definitely the steamiest adavar sounds like Mr. Ruth mentioned any shirum. It would seem to be that any amount they drink is going to be a problem. There is the kafchaim brings down from Shita's Tastaira, which wants to say you have to have both of them have to have a revius on both of them. So, yeah, steam is a bit like that, but, you know, there definitely is a shita to play around.
Are we looking to get out of it? No, I'm asking, meaning...
Not looking to get out of it, but we're looking to get all the time if you want to do it. You want to make a bracha if the second wine is better than the first wine. If you're not sure, it says, if you don't know, but it can't be, you know, if it's going to be worse than the second one, then I might say not going to do it. Which, that's when you have issue, because that's when we make a bracha, so you always make a bracha on the better one. You have so first make a bracha burger, a plate that's a rat, you don't make the rat tchid, and make it have a meitiv. You have to make an ikar and part of the tafel. So whenever you have two wines, that's when you have to make a bracha on the better one, before the bracha one. So right away you killed your atavita right there. So therefore, you know, because of that, it's not so shkiach.
The rabbi's an answer for the stira and mishabura?
So in terms of mishnah brura and the chabah and the mishabura, you mean?
That also, but the lachem chamudas.
Yeah, chamudas. So there's a little bit of a problem over here that in Sifkat and Dalid, mishabura brings down like this, that... The only time you make a bracha, he says that has to be brought a new one. If both were on the table with that dish leisim, so therefore, he said that if both in the house, that's bracha, by gafin, he has to drink them. It's like munachavan al shulchan dami, and if you'll make tava meitav. One time tava meitav is you have it, and afterwards you bring it. Hashem gave the both on the table, b'shas maisa, or you know that's coming, so then you'll make a bracha. So according to this, that basically kills every single case, right? As long time is that if you know it's coming, if das is coming, so therefore it's mukhlafanav, and therefore mitav mitav. So I guess the only case may be by Purim. A guy just rolls into your house, and he grabs your bottle, you grab his bottle, and you're sober enough to make it have a mitav. And also then, in that situation...
Why not two guests by someone's house?
What do you say?
Two guests?
No, if they're both on the table, it's a problem.
Let's say it's not on the table. They bring it in from...
Yeah, if they come in. They come with wine. But in the middle, they came late, whatever. Bachi came late, and they brought a bottle of wine.
And they have das for all wine that comes. Huh? Also has to have das for all wine that comes.
Right. There's another side of Shatzim and Beis brings down that if you're nimlach, it has to be a das to drink it. Because if you're nimlach, then if I drink one wine, then I'm like, I don't have das to drink the next wine. Or Shni Machim or Nimlach, so like it's a new wine, it's a whole new situation. So maybe I'm probably have a mind for like everything, right? You know, it's like you have a mind for everything. Therefore, because of that, it's not going to be so scared. There's a big question whether grape juice, so you have grape juice and you have wine, whether does that have a chashivas klape the salacha? And there's a say that, you know, Yashav can move on. But another say that maybe grape juice doesn't have any chashivas over here, being that grape juice is something like by wine, yeah, that ma'ilam, which I gave you dealing with grape juice, you know, that would not have a chashivas, and therefore that would not have a ma'ilam. Okay, stop right.